What do you call the old dry dead grass that might be left on the ground in the spring?
The old dead grass. And it'd be mostly dead grass, and some of them call it cert.
What do they call it?
Cert, I believe they call it. Mm-hmm. That's the part what's in the dead grass. That'd be in a lawn, that wouldn't be in a field.
Uh-huh. What if it was in a field? If it was the second cutting of clover grass, would it be special name for that?
No, I guess field grass, that'd be old grass, but...
Mm-hmm. When people take an old grass, or especially wheat, and they tie it up into things, what would that be called?
That'd be a shock.
Would it be a sheaf too? You hear that?
Let me go call them shocks. You shock the oats and shock the wheat and you bundle the fodder.
Mm-hmm. If you had more than one shock, you have two, what would that be? Take a guess.
The shocks.
If you had a bunch of oats and you wanted to separate the grain from the rest of it, what would you do?
You thresh it. Back then you threshed it. Uh-huh. Now you combine.
How was it done when they used to thresh it, you know?
Well, it was more or less, through the early machine, just kind of same as the person they combine, just called threshers.
If, someone was mine, it belongs to me, you would say it's
his. Uh-huh.
And if it belongs to both of us, you'd say
it's ours.
Uh-huh. And if it belonged to them, you'd say
it's theirs.
Okay. When you're asking about a speaker's remark, you might say, he say,
best speaker,
yeah, say, what did he say? Any particular way you'd ask that about what somebody said?
Oh, did you say that?
Or if you're asking somebody else about it, let's say you were sitting there listening to somebody.
Oh.
You just leaned out and would say, you missed a statement. How would you ask that person on your left?
Well, what did you say?
Mm-hmm. Let's say if a man had been running for two miles and he had to stop, you'd say 2 miles was the he could go.
2 miles for it to go.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question about some kinds of foods I have around here. Well, usually it's made of flour and it's baked in loaves.
That'd be the bread.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What kind of breads do you usually have that are made of flour?
I have bread and biscuits. Mm-hmm. That's about the only bread.
Yeah.
Bread and biscuit.
What kind of breads do you have?
What? Well, they call it a yeast bread. You like bread. Mm-hmm. And biscuits.
How are biscuits different?
Biscuits usually don't have the same texture as flour as bread, because they're made out of flour and no yeast in it.
What kind of breads are made around here that aren't made in loaves?
It'd all be biscuits.
Uh-huh. Well, what
and then some of them make the hoe cake when they make it on top of the stove without making the oven.
What's that like?
It's the same as your biscuit, except it's cooked on top of the stove and turned over. It tastes different.
What if you baked a large cake made out of cornmeal?
Yeah, that'd be a whole cake of cornbread. Mm-hmm. And, somebody make a whole cake. And some make just a regular...
More than one kind of cornbread?
Oh yeah, lots of kinds.
Water and
kind of put soda in it, rise and everything, just